Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Brian Wolf, and I'm the Community Life Pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday, we looked at what the Bible, and specifically the book of Proverbs, has to say about parenting as we continue in our message series called Adulting, where we are looking at the eternal life hacks from the book of Proverbs. We noted that the book of Proverbs is an instruction manual for wise parenting. This book was used to train and instruct royalty, the sons of the king and his court. Knowing that, we sought to glean some God-inspired wisdom as we seek to parent and disciple the children that God has blessed us with. In order to understand the importance of parenting, we noted some clear presuppositions that are taught in Scripture, specifically that our children are born ignorant with a desire to go their own way. We and our children are all born with a sin nature. We don't have to teach our children how to disobey us or to sin in any other way. It comes quite naturally. In fact, throughout the book of Proverbs, a youth is placed on equal footing as the fool. I can remember back when I was in middle school, and during the summertime, I had a friend over to play, and I lived on the farm, so we had lots of space to play, and there was a creek that ran through the center of our farm, and so my friend and I were playing in the creek on that warm summer day, and we find ourselves really looking for some shade, and so we decided to go underneath the bridge where the creek ran. And underneath that bridge, we found this little section on the side of the creek that had some mud that packed really good. And so we decided we'd make some mud balls for ourselves. And I'm not sure whose idea it was, but we decided, hey, the highway that runs over the bridge, that would be a good place to try to hit some cars with these mud balls. So we began to sling mud balls as cars drove by 55 miles an hour. For quite a while, we weren't able to hit anything. Then all of a sudden, bang, we had nailed a pickup truck on the passenger side door. That pickup truck immediately heard the sound and pulled over to the side, and we knew we were in trouble. We started to put our ways as quickly as we can, put our things away as quickly as we can, and before we knew it, that man was there asking questions. He's like, "Is anybody else with you?" And we tried to deny it the best that we could, but it was obvious that we were the guilty party. The next thing we knew, we were in the back of this man's pickup truck, and he took us to my parents' home. And it was there that my mother began to beg forgiveness over and over, and we had to wash his car and also ask for forgiveness. Children, youth are foolish. We're ignorant. We need instruction and we need discipline. In the New Testament, Paul instructs us to bring up our children, to literally nourish them in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. We noted that our primary goal in this was to teach them about the Lord and the whole Word of God. Proverbs itself is a great book to teach our children. It covers many themes as we have seen in this message series. So I challenged our folks, and today I challenge you. Read a chapter of Proverbs every day this month, so that you can begin to discuss some of the key teachings that are found and addressed within it. We also noted how the book of Proverbs commends two key ingredients to parenting: instruction or teaching and discipline. If we want our children to be wise, we need to use both. There must be good and healthy communication, that is, a relationship that allows us to speak into our children's lives. And on the side of discipline, we noted that the book of Proverbs discusses the use of the rod multiple times. Now, this rod is not to be used as a means to beat or abuse our children. It is to be used as a means to love and correct our children. Remember, our children are ignorant and naturally want to go their own way. God has commanded us to instruct them and discipline them. And sometimes that includes turning them around and pushing them in the right direction. Biblical discipline opens the door for us to talk about the gospel with our children. We all have fallen short of God's standard and thus deserve to be punished. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, who turns from their sin, repents, and trusts in Jesus and his death and resurrection will be saved. Our sins are forgiven, and we are given eternal life. Parenting is hard, especially in this fast-paced, technology-driven culture in which we live. But God has given us the great privilege and responsibility to disciple our children. So I encourage you, turn to Him for wisdom. And remember that He is with you. Let me end by asking you this question. Mom or dad, how are you doing in the raising up of your children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord? Perhaps today you're not even sure where to start. Let's begin by praying. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we admit that the task of raising children is difficult. And even at times it's frustrating. But by your grace, we also have those great times of joy. So I ask, please grant us your joy in both the difficult and good times. Please give us wisdom as we seek to raise up our children in your discipline and instruction. Thank you for the gift of children. Help us to love them well and teach them to love you with all of their heart and all of their soul and all of their mind and all of their strength. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to invite you to just take a moment now and pray for your children or perhaps your grandchildren or the children that God has placed into your circle of influence. Thanks for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow. God bless.